the region and attack U.S. allied Kurds.
And I say, why are we protecting Syria's land? Assad's not a friend of ours. Why are we protecting their land?
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham critical of the president's move, calling it dishonorable to abandon the Kurds. The vice president and secretary of state are heading to Turkey in an effort to initiate a ceasefire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump has canceled tomorrow's classified briefing about Turkey and its actions in northern Syria with Republican and Democratic congressional leaders. Stocks closing lower on weak retail sales reports and continuing concerns over China trade issues. The Dow down 23 points. The S&P 6 points lower, with the NASDAQ falling 25.
Oh, my God.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's a recession. It's a recession, everybody.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. X, X, L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's the name game on NewsTalk 93.1 FM, and this hour's name at 4 is Jonathan Morgan. Jonathan Morgan, you have until 5 p.m. to call us at 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. That's Jonathan Morgan. The number is 396-5477. Welcome to Estrogen Alley. I am your host, Greg Goodell. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are here. Rosie is here. And Izzy is
our
here.
Intern.
Yes.
Izzy the intern.
She's at Rosie's side learning important things.
Yes.
Will you be ready at some point to fill in if Rosie needs an afternoon off or isn't feeling well?
Yep.
She
looks up for the job.
I would agree. I had this story yesterday that was so cool involving marriage and I cannot find it. Said I'm not even going to mention this on the air because it'll be great for tomorrow with Duncan Tomlinson coming in, and I can't find it. And I continue to search. And this is after I threw it away.
Oh,
I
goodness. Hope not.
That would be so stupid. It is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock. You had asked me the other day about your CBD store.
I did ask you about your CBD store.
Specifically for a pet situation.
For my little Max.
Little Max.
CBD ain't gonna help that dog.
He's always had separation anxiety, but it's gotten worse since we've had the baby. And we try to give him attention and love on him and make him feel special and include him. But he's just always been real uppity, real nervous. And it's gotten worse. And so I tried, in the interest of full disclosure, I tried some CBD treats from another company. And I did not have any success. And so after hearing your experience and some other people's experience,
yeah.
I went there today. And so I'm going to give him one when we get home and see. But he only weighs 9 pounds. So the lady, I forget her name, she was wonderful.
Marissa? Laurie?
It was with an M.
Marissa.
She was great. And she was like, just give him one. And then see what happens.
Can we please have your dog stoned?
No, it doesn't do that.
There is a...
can we try?
A disease. I'd never heard of it, but...
Cushing's disease?
Yes.
So my dad... They thought my dad had that. Wow. That's the only reason why I know what it is.
Oh, well...
In reality, I'm pretty sure he had a tumor.
In reality, it was a brain tumor, but, you know.
Don't worry, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine now. It's fine.
That's good. I'm glad you were able to update us on that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's fine.
But... This dog was showing all the symptoms, and they tried the pet treats from your CBD mm-hmm. store and got an immediate result. It relieved all the symptoms that were going on. Briscoe, my fat bottom thing, sprained one of his hind legs and was walking around on three legs, and he was fixed in a weekend.
She was amazing. She took the time to really inform me about the different products and the different options that we had, and then I even started talking to her about the other CBD products they have there, you know.
They got everything, and they work, and they are. It's the SunMed product line is very good. And since we're mentioning them, they're on Minnie Brown Parkway. You just go south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right, and it's in that plaza across from the Renfro's. Your CBD store. You said they like me there?
They do, because I actually, when I came in, I said, I'm a friend of Greg's, we listen to the show, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, oh, Greg, he's wonderful. He comes in all the time.
As one of your advertisers, I feel like we can be comfortable in saying most of your advertisers like really like you. I mean, you do a great job.
Oh, well.
You like give us shout outs and stuff all the time. I appreciate it.
And if they didn't, if they didn't say something nice, then you know they would have to deal with Jay Quillen and Dana. And so nobody wants that wrath.
Yeah, the you guys are my agents now.
Hey, we got your back.
Starting
we'll take
a, little, a new little sideline thing going here.
We got your back on that.
This is making me crazy, though. This story I cannot find because
I wish I could help you.
It's so in your wheelhouse. Well, here's the thing: you helped me throw out about 500 pounds of old copy. Over the course of last week, and we really boiled the pile down to almost nothing.
Did Rosie get to clean off the board yet? Has that happened?
No, it's it's coming.
That yeah.
It's might clean the counter though.
No, the counters get cleaned, but the
it's
board
just that thing.
It's electronics and
yeah, you can't.
You really. Got to get all up in that.
You don't want to know. I always tell people this because the tips of my nails get dirty, and it's not because I'm a pig. And I don't care. It's the radio board is filthy.
I feel like you're a pretty kept man when it comes to like stuff like that. You do the CBD oil, you do the infusion,
yes.
you do all that stuff. Doing the keto.
Yeah.
The Pedialyte.
How are we doing with the keto?
23 pounds.
Get it. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. And it's
as we sit here sucking on like
this is
candy.
A non-keto lollipop.
Dum-dum.
I still respect you.
Do you want one?
No.
Okay.
Jacqueline.
He's very disciplined.
I'm his accountability partner, and if he could have a little cheat.
Well, cheat, yeah, cheat. There is...
He may have a taste of cake tonight.
Yeah, he had a piece of pizza last week, Dana, so...
I did.
I'm just saying, there's no
just
reason.
Just a sliver.
Are they open for lunch, by the way, the pizza place?
I believe they are, yes.
Dana and I need to check out the pizza place one day for lunch. We love a good pie.
Would you like to come and meet listeners there this coming Tuesday after the show?
Maybe. We have to look at our schedule. What time? 6?
Yeah.
I think I have court like 4 days next week.
Not at 6 o'clock at night at the pizza place.
Okay, that's true. I think I only have Otago County in the morning.
Stay tuned.
Well... yeah, let us know, and bring little Steven, and your fabulous husband, and we'll take good care of you. Try their great variety of pizzas.
And salad.
Now, we got to get more cards, but we are going to do a pizza place pop quiz. I came up with a brilliant idea yesterday.
What is that?
Brilliant
an
idea?
Share?
That's a new concept or thought that's different from...
Oh. The things I'm going to call you, I'm pretty sure are censored.
Better keep the mics open. Probably a good idea right now at 9 minutes after 4. One of our great sponsors is Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, it's when you work with people like Donnie Turner, it's easy to tell everybody why they're great because he's that kind of a person. He is a man of principle, just for starters. And when he opened up 35 years ago, he made a decision. Because he's got to live with himself at the end of the day, and he was not going to engage or participate in the automobile repair shenanigans that took place all those years ago. It was not uncommon for somebody to take money for a repair and skip a process or two, because the customer's not going to know. But he would, and he did not want to live with that, so he refused it at the risk that it might make it impossible to stay in business. But he persevered, and today they are the gold standard for automobile body repair. Good as new, maybe better. That's what you'll get when you bring your car. And when you drop it off or the tow truck brings it, the last time you saw it, it was a crumpled mess. And when it comes out, it's jaw-droppingly beautiful. Just like the day you bought it and fell in love with it. Montgomery Paint and Body, their number's 27REC with a W. And they're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 411.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Happening tonight, the Envision Montgomery 2040 Steering Committee is presenting its draft plan for the city at an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montgomery City Hall. City officials say the plan is the result of 15 months of work and includes the input of more than 1,000 Montgomery residents. The public is encouraged to attend and vote on their top 10 action recommendations. Plus, a job fair in Selma happening tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey is attending the Alabama Department of Labor's Regional Job Fair. More than 25 employers representing 1,500 jobs are scheduled to attend. The job fair runs from 10 in the morning until 2 inside the gym at Selma University. And an update on the missing 3-year-old girl from Birmingham. Birmingham PD says the two persons of interest are behind bars on unrelated charges to the kidnapping investigation of Camille McKinney. That kidnapping investigation is ongoing. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some accidents to tell you about. Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road. Watch for emergency vehicles and avoid that area for the next few minutes if possible. Also, Western Boulevard out of Montgomery as you pass Foshee Road and the Dollar General. There's an accident right there causing a bit of a backup. And on Highway 14, if you're exiting I-65 headed to Millbrook, it will be right in front of you as you exit the interstate. Use caution there. Moderate traffic everywhere else in Montgomery. It's becoming a busy Wednesday afternoon. Learn ballet. Take classes at the Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
And that's why we brought the roll call back.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, it's Greg.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm grumpy, baby.
You gotta have something.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Get used to disappointment.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
What's that? What's that? What's that smell? That's marijuana. They're smoking pot down there.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah! Where have you been?
You are madman.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
You're phenomenal.
Nothing from nothing be nothing.
This thing is nuts, man.
You gotta have something.
Yummy.
If you wanna be with me. Oh, nothing from nothing.
None of your business.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
The time something has come for someone to put his foot down.
Some more drops to the roll call mix.
Yes, I heard a couple new ones in there.
There's going to be more. There's going to be more. I just got a whole bunch of key pages so I can reinvent the roll. You're going to be hearing more and more new stuff. It just takes time to work it in. Are you familiar with the roll call?
Oh, yeah. Very familiar.
We have been asking our listeners, and this is the thing that we've invited you to attend, our little focus group
pizza.
Tuesday. Yeah, pizza.
Ooh. Do you provide the pizza?
Yes, for
the
10.
The pizza place.
And for yous too.
Yous too.
I would provide pizza for yous too.
Have you
and you too, Izzy, if you want to come.
Have you included the question, tell us five things you love about Delkin Tomlinson?
I have
the
not.
The top five things you love about Delkin Tomlinson.
Right now, until I figure out whether or not they like me, I'm kind of keeping it in.
Dana,
in that
he
arena.
Already knows they like Delkin Tomlinson.
They love Delkin Tomlinson. I cannot find this thing that I wanted to discuss with you. This.
You might have thrown it away.
There's a real strong possibility I did. And the worst part of it is I can't remember that, you know, like a couple of words where I could do a search.
Well, what was it that was so striking about it?
It was just a really complicated marital thing.
Sounds tricky.
I wonder if it was Hunter Biden. That's an interesting story, isn't
That's
it?
That's a train wreck.
Yeah. Hey, but Hunter admitted that he probably wouldn't have been offered a $50,000 a month job if his father was not named Joe Biden.
I think that that's probably accurate.
And that's admirable that he at least said it, but...
Well, I did see where he said, I'm just as qualified as anybody else on that board. Well, they probably got not... I mean, they're probably...
Right, it's probably a board full of politically connected advisors.
There's someone like Mr. Jinping or something. I mean, you know, like...
Do we have time to talk etiquette?
Sure.
Because...
Absolutely.
You two dames have panache and class.
You two dames.
That dames. Did make that conversation like
Pardon
10
me.
Times classier.
Can we talk etiquette? You two dames.
I'll
take it.
I should have said you four
broads.
Dames here with me. You four broads that are sitting in a room with me.
Please.
I wouldn't. I
wouldn't
have
do that.
Never in my life used the word broad.
I feel like that was probably in the top five things you used in the 80s to, like, pick up women, like...
Guys, and don't
broad.
Tell me that women don't do, guys use different words when women are not present.
Thank you.
Far worse than broad. Hey,
yeah,
we get to read the text
it.
Messages. Like, we know.
Oh, God, that's
do.
Right, you do that.
We know all the dirt.
We do.
Very, very rarely are we surprised.
But when I first heard this, I was actually surprised at what people will put into text message.
Really?
When you know, like, there's
like
a likelihood.
When I first started, like, yeah. I mean, I would be surprised.
Or what now, people will take pictures of.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, like, this is the day of technology. Like, this isn't like taking things on, like, a Polaroid camera and keeping them in your sock drawer. Like, it is so easy to transmit a photograph to hundreds, if not thousands, of people instantaneously. Like, stop with the nudies. Because, like, you're together today, but you may not be together tomorrow. And, like, I don't want to see all your business. And we will.
We do.
We've seen it.
But
that must make for interesting office.
It makes for a lot of interesting.
It does. We actually do have a pretty interesting office.
Rosie probably couldn't work with us.
Probably not.
The things that Dana and I are forced to discuss would make a grown man blush. And
they would,
say
for
it
sure.
Without batting an eye.
Well, now,
I've always said that women, if they ever knew how perverted men are, they would have nothing to do with us ever.
I think they know.
We do, at least. Dana and I do. Maybe,
we do.
Maybe not the general pop, but, like, nothing surprises us.
I'm okay, though, because I went to rehab.
See, there you go.
The reason I
feel like that was something one of my clients would say. I'm okay now, though. I went to rehab.
Totally cured. Like,
it's fine.
The reason I asked about etiquette, I have a list of etiquette questions. Or etiquette questions.
Questions.
That I would like your opinion on.
Okay.
When we come back.
When
we come back.
Look at that hanger right there. And when we come back from commercial break.
And which won't be long. And by the way, one more time, Jonathan Morgan, you are this hour's name in the name game. 396-5477 is the number you have to call, so you're eligible to win the $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. And don't forget, tonight at Baumhauer's, right after the show, we welcome JT and Leanne to the Blue Water family. We've got cake. We hope you come and join us.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice. Because this is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back.
This is the day. Took at the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gon' miss us today. You will miss us today.
Wendy's Spicy Nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays. What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And Dana and Jacqueline and Rosie and Izzy. Rusty, I'm still waiting for the fix. Oh, you're still waiting for that check from me, too. I forgot. Actually, the news itself isn't so electrifying, but if I can make this personal, I was electrified to go to dbdailyupdate.com today, which I do every day. That and a guy named Don Serber. Seriously, look him up on the internet. These guys do a great job. No nonsense news, clever writing, humor. And I need to incorporate more of their work into what we talk about here in the afternoon, because it's not always just political. In fact, David has spent his career in gas and oil and knows that industry better than anybody. He was a guy that told us after that little burst in gas prices near Labor Day that they would settle down. I paid $2.15 a gallon with my MAPCO card, which is pretty good. But my name is in there today, and I put the blog on my Facebook page, so if you want to check it, it's a good blog, too. It's all about the clown-ass show that was, well, hang on a second while I actually pull it up here to share it with you. And, hang on one second. All right, there's my page. And it's about the Project Veritas video that we mentioned yesterday. You can watch the video in the privacy of your own home or on your smartphone of Jeff Zucker of CNN basically confessing, didn't know he was on camera, too bad, so sad, that fake news is the way they do it. There is a plot behind every story. And now that he's on the record for having done that, congratulations to that group that does this amazing undercover stuff. They're the ones that expose Planned Parenthood's evil intentions and selling baby parts and all that stuff. So when there are people that need to be exposed, situations like that, they're there, and they do a phenomenal job. And this is an employee who was so incensed over this, the way they did things at CNN, that he put his job on the line and got fired. So, good. I mean, that takes guts. That's a real commitment to the truth. And it was nice to get a mention. 4:30, because his blog is linked nationwide. So there's at least a few people somewhere. Who's this Greg Budell guy? And that's kind of cool. There was a BuzzFeed poll on etiquette. And I would like to get your opinion, since this is a pretty classy group of women.
Look at that.
Appreciate that.
I'll take it.
The best thing I've heard about myself all week.
So let me just run these by you to get your opinion on these. Is it okay to ask a... is this all airline related? I hope not. Oh, it's airplane etiquette.
Don't manspread.
What does that mean?
So, like, I understand you need a little more, like, guys need a little more room for their legs. But, like, I have sat beside guys on airplanes who, like, and again, I understand, like, you need, like, a little more, you know, whereas, like, my legs might need, you know, like 10 degrees. Like, yours need, like,
40, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm following you.
Right. But then there are these guys that will, like, sit with, like, their knee, like, on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unappreciated.
They're sprawling.
And don't assume that the armrest is yours. Like, don't make that assumption.
Have you ever had an in-flight romance?
Like, no, I have had an in-flight argument over an armrest, though. Like, you know where, like, you're putting your elbow, and then, like, they're putting their elbow, and then at some point, you're just pressing elbows.
I get the bad rap that I'm the feisty one, but let me set the record straight. It's Dana.
No, mm-hmm. I'm just willing to stick up for my real estate on an airplane.
I've never gotten into an armrest fight.
And so, have you ever actually flown beside a fearful flyer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With the card?
Okay, yes. Like, I flew beside one, and she's got it, like, on her iPod. There's an actual organization, a Fearful Flyers of America, and she is a card-carrying member. And so, we were on semester at sea, so our names were beside each other, so we had to sit beside each other for, like, three or four flights. And she's got this iPod, and it's like it's supposed to be like a relaxing, like, meditation thing. And it's like, imagine on a fall day, you're a leaf falling from a tree, slowly. And I had to listen to that for in total, like 5 or 6 hours.
How loud was it on an earpiece?
Beverage cart, please.
It was, she had it in her earbuds, but, like, they were so loud, I could just hear, like, you know, on her fall day. And then she was at the beach and, like, listened to the seagulls in the ocean.
It was
six, it was so many hours of that. And I'm like, and she's sitting there, like, clenched. I mean, like, she is holding on to the armrest, like, clenched the whole time. Like, her body had to have been just exhausted.
Right.
But yeah, and I looked, and, like, you can see the title. These were old school iPods. You can see the title, and it's her Fearful Flyers of America pod, like.
Dana, one of them is going to call in, and they're going to set you straight.
It was the most annoying thing.
Imagine I wish I could have been behind her with my sound effects as this thing is.
I mean, it was.
Fall into the ground.
And see, I thought that was a problem because, like, why would you want to imagine falling? Like, you're in an airplane, and I have a feeling that's, like, one of the fears is that it falls out of the sky.
No, that's not. I don't want to hear about falling.
Broward Community College used to have a fear of flying class. If you needed to fly but couldn't bring yourself to get on a plane, they would go to, like, half a dozen sessions. And then it ended. Eastern Airlines used to provide a plane and take people up, or was it Continental, and take them for a 30-minute ride after they completed the fear of flying.
I mean, like, I
was on a flight from Denver to Chicago many years ago, and I was visiting with some neighbors that used to be neighbors in Colorado. So I got on the plane a little bit late, and the only seat open was an aisle next to a couple. The husband was next to me, and the woman was sitting next to the window. And she's hysterical. She is crying, sobbing. And her husband looks at me and says, I'm really sorry. She's just terrified of flying. And I said, okay, it's okay. There's nothing to this. It's fine.
Just be casual.
Now, this is at the old Denver airport, Stapleton, which was much closer to the mountains than the new satanically designed airport is. And you're prone to downdrafts off the Rocky Mountains. So it's a 727. We roll down the runway. We get airborne. And not but a few seconds after the gear folded up into the belly of the plane, it was like God smacked the left wing. And we turned it about this kind of an angle. Not quite vertical, but close to it. But the pilot quickly got the plane back. She went from crying to screaming.
Oh, my.
And in those days, when you had that kind of an unsettling moment, the pilot, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing wrong with the plane. We're going to continue to Chicago. That kind of turbulence is normal here in the Denver area. But because we know that it was traumatic for some of you, we are going to serve you complimentary alcoholic beverages for the remainder of the flight.
Winning.
Did they really do that?
Yes. And that
need to be on that flight.
And
man.
I don't know how many drinks that lady
now
had.
Now they're like $15 a pop.
It's crazy. Yeah. They charge you for everything. She used to put your bags. I moved half of my stuff from Chicago on one flight, and they didn't charge me a penny. Well, I don't know what changed, but that lady cried and screamed all the way to Chicago.
I did see something the other day, like, it was... like flight attendants give advice or something, and the flight attendants were like, don't worry about turbulence. Turbulence is normal. They were like, what you really have to worry about is what you don't hear. Like when the pilots are up there and like things are going off in like, the cockpit, like something's like really wrong.
That's comforting.
You don't hear it.
You're like, ding, 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 yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
When we come back, would you like to hear the Air France story?
Ooh.
Sounds fancy.
That's another one of my lame-ass stories, yeah.
Have you been to France?
Years. Yes. I'm the only person I know that got into France without a passport.
And you got out.
Before 9/11. Well, I thought I was going to get sent back. It was just a horrible thing. Alcohol. Don't drink and fly. For a smooth ride with no turbulence, visit Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. And if you're looking for something on a budget, shop in the category of vehicles under $10,000. There's an incredible selection of sedans and SUVs. In fact, let me just take another check here and see if they've... Because we've bought in this category several times. Nothing under five at the moment, but there's some very close to it. Great quality vehicles, too, full of safety features like the 2013 Volkswagen Jetta and the 2011 Nissan Sentra, both with low miles, both under 7,000. An Acura has joined this elite group of pre-owned vehicles. There's a Nissan Sentra. I mean, you look at the pictures on these cars, and they're gorgeous. They've got good vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, but most importantly, the mechanics have been under the hood and determined that this car is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. So shop with confidence. See Tip Thames and his team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. And for those of you with credit issues, there's over 20 different programs to get you done on a good set of wheels at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have some accidents to tell you about. I-85 northbound, just before Taylor Road, a minor accident there that should be off on the right side of the road. Don't gawk. Get over and try to get past it. Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road, we had an accident there earlier. That should be out of the way by now, but use caution. We're still showing a little bit of a backup on the maps there. West Boulevard, that's Highway 31 out of Montgomery. Just as you pass Foshi Road and the Dollar General, we had an accident there earlier. That one should be out of the way by now, but use caution there as well. We have traffic building all over Montgomery right now, so keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Let's see. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. That sounds good. And don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday Night Football. That's the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road. Tire City. Now through October 19th.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being, homie.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information.
Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This program is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. May your renewed hatred of Russian leaders make you feel as young as you were in the 80s. unless you weren't born yet. In which case, you'll probably be repeating this in 20 or 30 years.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A job fair in Selma happening tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey is attending the Alabama Department of Labor's regional job fair. More than 25 employers representing 1,500 jobs are scheduled to attend. The job fair runs from 10 in the morning until 2 inside the gym at Selma University. Plus, an update now on the missing 3-year-old girl from Birmingham. Birmingham PD says the two persons of interest are behind bars on unrelated charges to the kidnapping investigation of Camille McKinney. The kidnapping investigation is ongoing. And finally, happening tonight, the Envision Montgomery 2040 Steering Committee is presenting its draft plan for the city at an open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Montgomery City Hall. City officials say the plan is the result of 15 months of work and includes the input of more than 1,000 Montgomery residents. The public is encouraged to attend and vote on their top 10 action recommendations. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Lots of folks will be grabbing for a jacket for probably the first time during this fall season with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight. Chilly, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again tomorrow night, too. Boy, what a great day tomorrow with plenty of blue skies and sunshine and a high around 71 and mid-70s on Friday. I think the risk of scattered showers will be back with us over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News at 6.
All right, so this exists. Grilled cheese and tomato soup flavored Lay's chips.
Really?
What you think about it?
It's ridiculous. It's obscene.
Doctors say it is 1,000 times worse than morning sickness.
I really don't know what it is. I just know that it smells terrible.
Some are asking why this had to happen.
We'll be right back with more headline news.
News at 6.
We just had a little social situation here at News Talk 93.1. 1 FM. During the bottom of the hour break, there was a little traffic at the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody that works in any office where you have separate men's and women's restrooms knows that the ladies' restroom is always got soap and paper towels, and it's clean and smells better. I offered. The room was in use. Jay Quemlin was waiting. And I said, I offered to stand guard outside the men's room if you wanted to use that, and you declined.
I said, nope.
And that's because...
men are missing.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it's disgusting.
Okay.
In the interest of full disclosure, I don't know if it's disgusting or not, but it was one of those where it's clearly marked women's, men's, and so I was like,
not going to take the chance.
Nope, we're just going to wait right here.
I had the most awkward situation, so we've been working Junior League Holiday Market, and...
That's right.
And so we've lived at Crampton Bowl for, you know, a few days, but I walked in the bathroom, okay, and then, like, I thought it was completely empty. And, like, I walked to one, and, like, there was, you know, stuff in it. And I walked to another one, and it had, like, stuff on the seat. And then so I walked, like, all the way to the third one. And as it turns out, I sat right beside the only other person that was in there.
That's
and it's
awkward.
In, like, a whole bathroom of, like, 20 stalls.
Dana's the queen
sat
of
right beside
moments.
The one that was already in there. And I feel like it's definitely an unwritten rule. You don't do that.
No, you don't do that.
But yeah, I was like, howdy, neighbor. Like,
guys don't care. But guys don't care.
But see, I feel like it's also an unwritten rule for guys at a urinal.
Yeah.
Like you don't, you know, if there are 10 urinals, like, and there's one guy there.
You don't go right next to the same guy, like a guy.
You are correct. That is an absolute
and you
unwritten male rule.
And you're like, eyes forward. Keep your head forward. No peeking.
Have you ever been
in a urinal? In a men's room?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I have been in a men's room.
Then, because sometimes, like on the turnpike, if it's busy, and there's like 15 of them in a row.
Yeah.
And there's one unoccupied, but it's much lower. But I need to go, so I use that one, but I always feel awkward for some reason.
It's pretty awkward.
Isn't that one for children?
We have a call from Sparky.
Boy, this conversation is going right in the toilet, isn't it?
Sure is.
Do you have guests on today, Greg?
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
Okay, well, they sound very nice. Really.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm going to barge in with a question.
Okay.
It's a political question. Can the Democrats, at the end, at some station in this period, say, we're not going to have any of these guys run, we're going to run Michelle Obama or somebody else? Is there any cutoff time for them to make a declaration of a
theoretically candidate? You could at the convention.
Yeah.
You could have a unlisted candidate, and you could. So, like, if say some random third party, i.e., like say Michelle Obama
and or Hillary Clinton,
or Mitt Romney.
I don't know if Mitt's strong enough.
I don't think that you're going to unseat Trump that way.
If Mitt Romney says I'm running,
oh my God, who the hell cares?
Well, not only that.
I don't think you're going to unseat Trump that way, but yes, like if you got to the Democratic National Convention and say, you know, the spokeswoman for Texas, I don't know how many votes they have, but, you know, they have a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
And she would be like, Texas puts, you know, pledges like 85 delegates to
Michelle Obama.
Then that's it.
I can't think of anybody more ill-equipped. I mean, the Obamas are the reason Trump got elected president.
But yeah, so what they'll do is they'll do like a big round and get some of these lower candidates out, and then you'll probably you'll have to do it again to get to the stronger candidates. And so
because they really don't have anybody strong.
Right. So your delegates who have, you know, put 20 votes to Warren, 20 votes to Sanders, you know, if somebody gets kicked, which they'll probably be the last two, so that's a bad example. But yes, theoretically, you could have a candidate come in, just a random candidate come in and be nominated at the convention. It's procedurally possible.
Okay. Hey, when I mentioned Mitt Romney, I meant as a Democrat.
Oh. Well, I was like, I don't think Mitt's going to unseat Trump.
Because he lost the respect, not because of his attitude towards Trump, but he didn't fight for the the presidency when he was running. He could have had it. He could have won, and we could have been spared all of this grief.
After that first debate, he had him on the ropes.
He
let him off.
Even Democrats at that time were saying, he keeps this up, he's going to easily win this election. Because had Obama done? Nothing. And what did he do for 8 years? Take us...
I'll tell you what he did, Greg. He gave $175 billion to Iran.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He kept them afloat.
And
he kept them afloat.
And yet, nothing was said by our vigilant media.
It's still not said. No one brings it up.
I know. That's the way it is.
I mean, that's an act of treason as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I just used the term treasonous media a few minutes back, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah, well, I'm with you, bud.
They are. Thanks for the call. 449.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
This is the Fox Business Report. The major average is closing lower after U.S. retail sales fell for the first time in 7 months in September, offsetting a good start to the third quarter corporate earnings reporting season. And shares of General Motors rising over 1% today after the automaker and the United Auto Workers reached a tentative deal to end a month-long strike. The Dow falling 23 points, the Nasdaq down 25, S&P 500 down 6. And shares of Netflix are higher in the extended session after the company reported better-than-expected earnings results for the third quarter, with the streaming service adding more than twice as many subscribers for the period than it did in the previous quarter. And IBM reporting earnings after the closing bell, with the stock falling. This after the tech giant reported that revenue fell for the fifth quarter in a row, even with contributions from Red Hat, an acquisition that closed in the third quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's one man and four ladies on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. And I don't want you guys to leave without getting your take on the baseball playoffs up to this point. Big surprise that the Washington Nationals are going to the World Series.
What did I tell you?
Something like that. But it's kind of cool. First time a Washington team has played in the World Series since FDR's first year in the White House. It's a long time, 86 years. And
so were you like five?
And those damn Yankees. They played yesterday afternoon. And so the game was going on during the show, and I'm watching them throw it away. Really,
Greg was despondent.
Yeah, I really thought this would be. In fact, I picked the Yankees in Washington for the World Series back in the spring when Rich and I were talking. Rich is a baseball fan, Braves fan, but he was crushed by their inept performance in the fifth game of that series, and he's finally starting to work his way through that to process that tragic tragedy. It's 4:54. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house. And a quick reminder, Baumhauer's after the show tonight for our weekly gathering, and we're going to celebrate JT and Leanne arriving to Blue Water, part of our family now. Also, before we hit 5 o'clock, one more mention for this hour's name in the name game, and that is Jonathan Morgan. You have until 5 to call us at 396-5477. And make sure you have a shot at that $1,000 gift card to Eastdale Mall. Quick check on traffic, and then we're right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Our latest accident, I-65 southbound. When you exit on the Alabama River Bridge and come up to the intersection there at Maxwell Boulevard, the accident is going to be right on your right. Watch out there. Also, I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. We had a minor accident just before Taylor Road. That's off the road, though. Shouldn't be causing a problem there. If there's a little bit of a slowdown, that's what's in front of you. Traffic's building everywhere. I-65, 85 interchange, and the interstates are very busy, as well as Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. Federal Drive, the Boulevard is busy. Taylor Road as well. Buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On August 22, 2012, WACV-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April 1, 2020. Our license will expire on April 1, 2020. We must file an application for license renewal with the FCC on December 2, 2019. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection at www.fcc.gov. It contains information concerning the station's performance over the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by March 1, 2020. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554, www.fcc.gov.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Another name coming up in just a few minutes for the name game contest. I was just telling Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson there was a story yesterday that was so in your wheelhouse, and I couldn't wait to get your spin on it today, your take on it, and I lost it. And I have been searching everywhere, and I cannot find it.
Do you remember what it was about?
It was divorce, yes.